So much for isolationism. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The heart of President Trump's campaign was America First, which left people wondering if he'd be an isolationist. Well, he answered that question 59 times, and it's got some conservatives worried. A few hours before the president gave the launch order for those missiles, Sean Davis, co-founder of a conservative site called The Federalist, posted 14 questions about jumping into the war in Syria. Question number one, does it help America's national security? So I asked him.
It could. I think it absolutely could. I can also see a number of ways where it could go horribly, horribly wrong for the U.S., similar to what happened in Libya and what happened in Iraq.
And he's right to be worried, because there is every indication this could put us up against Russia. At a recent conference on Syria, the head of Human Rights Watch, his name is Kenneth Roth, you probably have one of his fundraising letters, says he has proof that chemical weapons have been used at least 8 times in Syria, and the idea that the Russians somehow wouldn't know about it is absurd.
Russia isn't just backing Assad's atrocities, they're on the front line. I mean, basically, the main effect of Russia coming in was that, you know, we went from Assad's indiscriminate barrel bombs attacking civilians to Russia's much more precise weapons attacking civilians.
And going against Russia is what worries Sean Davis.
What if Assad doesn't feel punished? What if he actually feels cornered after this and responds with more violence? What is the end game here? What I worry about is that there is no larger strategy.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.